Oui. Messieurs, Matthieu, Messieurs, chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. Today, this is the second story about the kingdom of God in this same chapter. In this same chapter, there are three stories about the kingdom of God. Same topic. Verse 14, starting again, it will be, means secondary. Do you know what is it? The kingdom of God. Secondly, the kingdom of God will be like a man, like this. Okay, let me start. Let us read alternatively. Verse 14. Again, the kingdom of God will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once, immediately, and put his money, to work, and gained 5 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant, so you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Take the talents from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. Together, and threw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. This is the direct voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's story is known very well to most people as the parable of the talents. Today, English word talents means ability, special natural ability or skill. Do you have talents? But English word talus came from the Greek word talanton. Original word talanton means just money, big money, big money. At the time, talent means monetary unit, just like dollar, pound, peso, or win. But at the time, talent was the biggest unit. One talent was 6,000 denarii. One denarius was daily wage of ordinary worker. So it means one talent was about 20 years wages of ordinary worker. Big money, biggest unit, monetary unit. At the previous parable of the 10 virgins, the conclusion was, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Do you remember? Then in this parable of talents, big issue is, if we must keep watch, how to keep watch? How will we can use the waiting time? In the parable of 10 virgins last Sunday, issue was foolish or wise. Then today, issue is faithful or unfaithful, profitable or unprofitable, diligent or lazy, good or wicked. Are you busy and diligent for the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of heaven, or lazy, doing nothing in the kingdom of heaven, for the kingdom of heaven? Today's story is like this. Yes, the kingdom of heaven is like a master, Lord, who going to long journey. And before going to journey, he called his servants, all servants, and he gave them talents, money, big money. To one servant, he gave five talents, to another two talents, to another one talents, according to their personal ability. Then the one who received five talents worked very hard, diligently, faithfully, and he gained five more. Also, two talents receiver works the same, and he gained two more. But the one talents received buried on the ground. No gain, no loss. And then, after a long time later, the master returns from his journey and called his servants to settle accounts, to see what they did with that money he gave them. And five receivers came and said, Master, you gave me five, and I gained five more. And the master said to him, Good, well done, good and faithful. You have been faithful with a little, with a small, with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. I'll give you more jobs, more workers. Also, the two talents receiver came and said, You gave me two, and I gained two more. Then the master reacted the exactly same reward, same commendation. Well done, good and faithful. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. And then lastly, the one who received one talent came and said, I buried your talents. Here is your talents. Then the master, angry, so angry, and said, You wicked and evil and lazy. Take his one talent and give that talent to the ten holder. and throw him into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Do you know gnashing of teeth? gnashing of teeth. From this story, I want to share with you four lessons, four questions. Today's sermon title, I decided four questions. Four things with four questions. First, let us think about talents. Do you have talents? Yes, talents, just gifts. For example, the salvations God gives by his grace based on the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ to all believers are same, exactly same. The salvation Abraham received was the same we are receiving today. A new Christian, the salvation new Christian receive is the same salvation the mature Christian receives. A baby, child Christian receive same salvation. A pastor receive same salvation. Yes, salvation is totally same, not only in the Old Testament, but also New Testament. But in the matter of gifts, difference. One received 5 talents, another received 2 talents, one received 1 talent. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the one same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but one same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works, all of them in all people. Also, Romans chapter 12 says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion of his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is giving, contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Imagine if one talent were given to a man who has much ability, he would be disgraced, degraded. Then if 5 talents were given to minimal ability, he would be destroyed by heavy burden, heavy responsibility. So much talents were given to with great ability, and 2 talents were given average ability, 1 talent were given to minimal ability. God knows all of us, God us, each of us individually, personally, very, very well, completely. God knows what is best for each of us. God knows which talent, which gift is the most suitable to each of us for his glory and for our happiness, for our benefit. The fact God gives different talents, different gifts, does not mean God shows partiality, favoritism, but it means God treats every person individually, personally, kindly, carefully. God recognizes all human beings as unique individual. First question, simple and serious question to think over and over. What has God given to you as talents, as gift? Yes, gift is a gift. Talent is a gift. What has God given to you? What has God given to me? Personally, individually, think over. this one for a while. What God has given to you. Do you have a salvation? Yes. Generally speaking, salvation is gift of gifts. Salvation is a talent of talents. In that salvation is given to us by His grace, freely, for nothing, totally. Do you have love of God? Yes, that is a gift given to us, given to you by His grace. Do you have assurance of salvation? Do you have assurance of forgiveness? That is gift. Do you have life? Do you have time? Do you have material? Do you have a family? Do you have parents? Do you have loving children? Yes. What a treasure. They are talents. They are gifts given to us by His grace. Do you have material? Do you have money? Yes, money is a talent of talents, gift of gifts. I said before, talents was money originally. So in this text, we see sometimes the word money, money. Money is a gift from God. First question, what has God given to you and me? Can you count the number of items of gifts, talents God has given to you? Second lesson is lesson from the first two faithful servants. As you know, in the matter of first two faithful servants, one received five. Remember, one received five and gained another five. So he made in all 10. Then another received two and gained two more, and he made in all 4. Then, in final accounts with their master, they received exactly the same reward, same commendation, same privilege. Well done, well done. Good and faithful servant, you have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. It means I will make you ruler over many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Exactly the same sentence. Please remember, God never demands from us what we do not have. But God does demands that we must use to the full what we possess, what we have. We can be different in talents, but we can be equal in efforts. Yes, we can be different in gifts, but we are completely, totally equal in value in the eyes of God. It means whatever talents we have, small or big, little or great, we must put them to the full at the service of God and man. What is important is not how much talents we have, but how well we use it. It is not the portion, but the proportion that makes the difference. You know, because of their faithfulness, because of their diligence, they received their reward, commendation. What is reward to them? Well done, good and faithful. I will put you in charge of many things. It means the reward they received was even greater responsibility. Their reward was more jobs, more works, more responsibility. You know, responsibility is reward. Responsibility is blessing. Rest. Do you like a rest? Do you want a rest? Jesus says, come everybody who is burdened and weary. I will give you rest. Do you want to rest? But rest does not mean doing nothing. Rest does not mean joblessness. But rest means doing something meaningful diligently with joy and happiness. True joy and true happiness lies in doing something for the glory of God, for the benefits of others, with a sense of responsibility. Do you have responsibility in AISF? Do you have responsibility for the church of God? Do you have responsibility for the kingdom of God? If you have, if you feel responsibility for God, for others, it is blessing to you. If you feel responsibility, responsibility is a reward for your faith. For your faith. Second question to ponder, second question to think over is, what are you doing with what God has given to you? Do you have salvation as gift of gifts? If you have salvation, what are you doing with that salvation? Did you experience the love of God in your heart? If you have the love of God in your heart, what are you doing with that love of God in your heart? Do you have peace of Christ? Do you have peace of mind? Then what are you doing with that peace of Christ in your mind? Do you have your life? What are you doing with that life? Do you have time? What are you doing with that time? Do you have a car? What are you doing with that car? Do you have a good relationship, good Christian relationship? What are you doing with that relationship? Do you have money in your pocket, in your wallet? What are you doing with that money? Second question we need to think over. What I'm doing with what God has given me as gift, as talent. Okay, second lesson from the third servant, bad servant. Do you think this third servant is a wicked servant, bad servant? In a sense, it seems he was half okay. No gain, but no loss. He, in a sense, he kept one talent very well, very safely. He buried one talent under the ground. You know, he did not waste that one talent for bad purpose, for his sinful pleasure, for revelry, for merrymaking, for gambling, for drinking. He preserved one talent until his master returns. He buried that talent under the ground, on the earth. You know, at the time, in Jesus' time, 2,000 years ago in Palestine, the best way to keep something valuable safely for a long time was to bury under the ground. He thought he was wise. But Jesus did not say to him, okay, you have, okay, no gain, no loss. Jesus was so angry. The Lord was so angry, so sad with him, against him. And the Lord, the master said, wicked, you are wicked and lazy. Take that one talent from him and give to the one who has much, and throw him outside into the darkness where there will be weeping, crying, and gnashing of teeth. What was it? What was it that made the Lord so angry, so sad? What do you think the problem of this third servants who received one talent? Receiving only one talent was problem? No problem. You know, if he had works and if he gained just one more talents and made 2 talents, also he would have received the same reward, same commendation, same privilege. Well done, you good and faithful. You know, the problem was this third servant's words, misunderstanding about his master. Misunderstanding. He misunderstood. He thought his master was what? Hard man. Yes, we are serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, to us, our Lord is Jesus Christ. Do you think your Lord is a hard person? Hard means harsh, unkind, uncharitable, unmerciful, stern, severe, and exploiting the labor of others, gathering and harvesting, reaping where he have not sown, have not scattered. He misunderstood about his master. His misunderstanding about his master made him fearful, afraid. He was so fearful, afraid, and he decided to do nothing with that 1 talent at all. Because he was so afraid that he might fail, he never tried to succeed. He never tried to do anything. He hoped to play safe and protect himself from his bad master, hard master. Maybe he thought, he expected, he wanted a vacation, holiday, because his master went on a journey. He did not want job or work. Maybe he expected vacation, free, totally freedom, no job, holiday. Then because his master entrusted 1 talent to work, to the job, he thought his master was hard, harsh, unmerciful. How about you? How about us today? Yes, even today among Christians, there are some Christians, sometimes many Christians, who think like this: if I commit my life more and more to my Lord Jesus Christ, he maybe wants me to go the poorest place as a missionary and undergo many, many terrible sufferings, difficulties, hardships, and finally die martyr. There are some Christians who think like this: the more commitment to Christ, the more miserable life in this world. The more dedication, the more sacrifice to Jesus Christ, the more sufferings, the more difficulties in this life. It means he is thinking his Lord is hard, hard Lord, hard, hard master. No. The opposite is true. The truth is totally, absolutely opposite. Do you know how good our Lord Jesus Christ? Our Lord Jesus Christ is so good that he died on the cross voluntarily, willingly, to give us eternal life, abundant life. Jesus himself says, I'm good shepherd. We sing songs, God is good all the time. Do you believe this? God is good all the time. God is good all the time. Yes, God is good. God is the ultimate standard of goodness. So whatever he does is good. Whether we understand or not, whether we want to accept or not, whatever he is doing is good. Whatever Jesus is doing is good. But the problem, practical problem is, remember, if we believe, if we think and believe our Lord Jesus is good, his goodness will be good to us, practically, experientially, as the Lord of reward, as the Lord of commendation. But if we think or believe he is hard Lord, hard master, his goodness will be hard as the load of punishment, as the load of wrath. So third question we need to think of. Third question, what do you think? What do you believe of your Lord Jesus Christ? What do you think of? What do you believe in your heart of your Lord Jesus Christ? Okay, finally, fourth lesson is how we should be in our attitude in our Christian life. In this story, it seems that our servant inside is thrown, cast outside when the judgment falls. Yes, we can have assurance of salvation. Do you have assurance of salvation? Yes, we can. We must assurance of salvation if we believe in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. But ultimately speaking, salvation depends on God alone. Once salvation never changes, salvation never can be lost if that salvation is true. But we are not safe. There is no security apart from Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ says, apart from me, you can do nothing, including salvation. Only Jesus Christ saves us. Only Jesus Christ saves. Only Jesus Christ keeps. Only Jesus Christ promises us heavenly happiness after a life of faith and service in this world. Only Jesus can do that. So we must depend on Jesus Christ alone. We must rest on Jesus Christ. But remember, this security we enjoy in God's great promises should not make us presumptuous, proud. We must not become proud with God. Please don't become cocky with God. Don't assume that God has obligation to let us in, that we can demand entrance, that we have right. As a Christian, we must live in faith, our daily life, our each day, believing in his great promises and dedicating our life, our time, our talents, our knowledge, our wisdom, our material, our money, everything we have at the work of God, and loving brothers and sisters in Christ, and being generous with the poor and the weak, and witnessing Christ to the lost. And our life is safe in Jesus Christ. We must make choices that please God. Please remember, anything we have, our life, our time, not only visible, but also invisible, our cross, even cross, really not ours. That's why the Bible says, you are not yours. We are both at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. With your body means with all that you have. We are not owners. We are not owners. We are just caretakers. Last question we need to think over and over. Last question. Okay. What will our Lord Jesus Christ say to you and me on that day of the accounts, final accounts? When we stand before our Lord Jesus Christ, face to face, in final judgment, final evaluation, final accounts, what will he say to each of us individually, personally, not in group. You know, in these final accounts, there are two categories. One is well done, good and faithful. You have been faithful with the small things, I'll give you more things. Come on and share your Lord's happiness. Another category is, this category is well done, but this category is well done, you wicked and lazy servants. Go into darkness and weep and gnash your teeth. How long? I don't know how long. May God bless all of us so that this final evaluation, final rewards, well done, shall we say it together? Well done. Well done. Good and faithful. Good and faithful. Well done. Good and faithful. May God bless all of us. This final reward, commendation, and privilege of our Lord Jesus Christ, well done, good and faithful, may fall to each of us, to everybody, anybody in this room. Well done, good and faithful. Shall we pray? Father God, we confess before you, it is absolutely impossible for us to count the number of all items of talents and gifts you have given to us individually, personally, by your grace, by your mercy, by your compassion, by your love. We have received already so many, many, many gifts and talents. Thank you for these gifts and talents through your one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we once asked before you and before self what I'm doing with these gifts and talents you have given to us. Father God, help us to remember all the time, we are not owners. We are just stewards. We are just caretakers before you. Father God, everybody is a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only Christian, but also non-Christian is a servant of Jesus Christ, in that nobody can escape from standing in this final judgment seat, final evaluation, final account seat before you. Help us to remember all the time, whatever we are doing, someday is coming soon when we stand before you to settle the final accounts between you and each of us individually and personally and clearly, correctly. Help us to be wise continually as Christian in this world. Fill us with your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of power, Spirit of knowledge. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.